The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. 7:01 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us here. Big shout out to WBGS Radio, Christian Radio, 1610 a.m. in St. Petersburg, Florida, now airing us live from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Welcome aboard. God bless you for doing that. We appreciate you. And, of course, we have another radio station out there that's a low-power, non-commercial FM, WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, that's going to be adding us to their broadcast rotation as well. Welcome aboard to you folks. As well, I'm not an unfamiliar person in the KDW radio listener land down there. Any radio stations interested in adding the Power Hour to their lineup should contact support at thepowerhour.com. If you want to hear the Power Hour on your local radio station, you can call them and recommend a broadcast as well. And, of course, we've got OptiVita products all 10% off this week. And a reminder for those of you tuning in, you can help support the Power Hour by making a donation. $100 or more is going to get you this Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug right here. See where it's got Joyce's picture on the front and it says knowledge is power? Because it is. And, of course, we will get this to you. We will even pay for the shipping just for donation of $100 or more. That helps us keep us on the air. You can subscribe to our newsletter at thepowerhour.com. It's absolutely free. The Power Hour is also on Substack. And, of course, at thepowermall.com, you can also subscribe to our newsletters and get news highlights and other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. So we appreciate you doing that. We're expecting Dr. Murray Sabrin to come on in our next hour to talk about the de-dollarization being a grave threat to the American economy. Wow, that's something else. Yeah, we have a retired colonel exposing a larger plan to back currency with gold ahead of 81 nations meeting in St. Petersburg. Not Florida, not in Pinellas County. No, it's in Russia. Russia seeking allies to ship trade away from the greenback. So we'll be talking about that, as well as his book, From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, an American Story, in our next hour, hopefully. And let's see what's going on in news today. Oh, Florida, of course, because of the fact that Governor Ron DeSantis has announced his candidacy for president. He's saying that the U.S. is still going to be careening towards bankruptcy. Now, wait a minute. I thought that the U.S. Government, Inc. was already in receivership. you remember back the Organic Act of 1871? History lesson time. You've got to understand that that is basically because the U.S. couldn't pay its debts back then. And, of course, we had an Ohio senator that ended up, or a congressman in Ohio, actually, that ended up going to prison for 8 years, getting on the floor of the House and claiming that U.S. has been in receivership since 1933. So if it's careening towards bankruptcy, well, somebody needs to tell Governor DeSantis. Hey, this is a thing. Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, which makes you wonder where their, McCarthy's allegiance is, reached an agreement to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. Okay. They call it the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Oh. He said prior to the deal, DeSantis is saying our country was careening towards bankruptcy. And after this deal, our country will still be careening towards bankruptcy. Governor Ron, I think we're already there. Please call the show so we can have a conversation. For those of you listening to us in St. Petersburg, we invite you to call us. The phone lines, of course, this hour are always open. 844-769-2944. If you're listening to us between 8 and 10 Eastern, 7 and 9 Central, we're in Central Time. But, hey, you know, just setting a few ground rules for those of you just joining us fresh out of the gate. If you have commentary, see, we still have free speech in America. So you're welcome to call the show at 844-769-2944 and have a conversation with me. Don't be scared. This is what we do. You know, God bless you for your phone calls. We appreciate that. The critics are saying it should be the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act. So what else is new? Uniparty system at work. The U.S. debt ceiling agreement established during the long Memorial Day weekend cleared a critical hurdle that will allow House lawmakers to vote on the deal. But there are some people, I mean, it's lucky it even got out of committee. But see, what they want to do is bring it to the House floor so everybody can scream and throw temper tantrums and, you know, the usual political theater. And of course, McCarthy, in the meantime, says he's prepared to advance contempt of Congress charges against FBI Director Christopher Wray if he misses the deadline, which he did yesterday. You know, that was May 30. That's the deadline that he was supposed to have turned over documents related to Hunter Biden. Didn't do that. So we're talking about a criminal scheme involving then Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. Well, that would be like, let's see, pay to play? Meh. I don't know. You call it what you want. The United States also faces, according to the Department of Homeland Security, well, don't you feel so much safer because we have DHS now? When did we get DHS, by the way? After 9/11, when most of the podcasters that you hear this day and age started up. Seriously. A lot of them, if you talk to podcasters, and we did at the last Clay Clark Reawaken America tour, we went around asking the podcasters, when did you first start up? Some of them started up after the COVID pandemic, but a lot of them started up after 9/11 because of the suspect issues surrounding 9/11 that they just couldn't let go of. And they decided they wanted to go public and start telling people the truth, which is what we're trying to do here. But the DHS, in the meanwhile, has issued a memo warning of heightened threat of terror attacks through the 2024 election cycle. Yeah. So they issued this National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin in a PDF format, which we have available to you if you subscribe to our newsletter at thepowerhour.com. And we send you all of the links and stuff. You can get that on thepowerhour.com simply by going there and clicking on the newsletter tab. And you can get all of the stuff that we cover and the stuff we don't get a chance to cover because of, you know, we can't be on all day. So we're doing this. And we give you the brief and then you kind of read between the lines when you have time. That's what that's all about. Two pro-life advocates, now these are elderly gentlemen, decided to stand out in front of a Planned Parenthood in Baltimore, Maryland, and were beaten. I mean, 73 and 80-year-old men. LifeSite News first reported the incident. Local pro-lifer John Roswell told the outlet via email, Dick Schaefer and Mark Crosby are the men who were allegedly attacked and seriously injured. And there's photographs, of course, of these guys, and one of them is really, really badly beaten. I mean, his whole face is like disjointed. His whole cheekbone's been shattered. It's going to have to be completely rebuilt. So understand about pro-life. We have enough people on talking about it. Dr. Ingrid Scott was on yesterday's show, as a matter of fact, which you can pull up in the archives for those of you who want to listen to that broadcast at thepowerhour.com. And there is a section right there where you can actually hear the interview that I did with her at the bottom of the first hour. And she is a pro-life doctor, but she's also talked to women. And she was basically talking about these two, get them on the internet, kind of abortion drugs that a lot of states are allowing to move forward with. Some are not. But the thing is, the Biden administration doesn't care. They're letting them put out these two drugs, mifepristone being one of them. And of course, Dr. Ingrid Scott was talking about the fact that these things are dangerous, even without a prescription, and that she's seeing a lot of people and having to basically do what they call a DNC, dilatation and curettage, which is kind of like a vacuum cleaner in certain places to clean out what's left over because the drugs are not working. And of course, the FDA and nobody else is telling you about that. This is pretty serious stuff, folks. I mean, you can get an infection after taking this and end up with sepsis. And those who end up with sepsis that don't treat it in time usually end up 6 feet under. And we're not all about that here on the Power Hour. We want to try to get the information out there to you. We're all about economy, but we're all about the truth. We're all about, you know, spiritualism. If you, we also on the powerhour.com have a prayer request list that if you have somebody out there who needs prayer, we'll actually pray for them right here on the show. We do that here. That's what we're all about. Knowledge is power, and so is agreement, because the good book says if two or more are in agreement, and I'm in the midst of them. That's what he says. He meant it. Venezuelan socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro said that he'd like to join BRICS. Yeah, this is the economic alliance between Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. That's where BRICS came from. That's an acronym for those of you who are up groping for coffee going, what did he say? If we're asked whether Venezuela wants to be part of BRICS in the future, yes, we want to be. Now, see, here's the thing. Venezuela used to be a very productive country. Now look at them. What a mess. And the socialist dictator Maduro offered Brazil electricity, despite the fact most Venezuelans are facing lengthy daily blackouts as a result of the nation's decaying power grid. Crazy, crazy, crazy. China's new ambassador to the United States, by the way, has called on his Chinese compatriots and Chinese students in the United States to work with the Chinese embassy to serve communist China in his open letters published on the embassy's official website. That would be Xi Feng. That's the guy who's publishing these letters in both English and Chinese. One letter is entitled to fellow compatriots in the United States. He's addressing Chinese Americans and Chinese expats in the U.S. on behalf of the motherland, trying to invoke nationalistic or ethnic sentiment with phrases like blood is thicker than water. Okay. You see, this is what we're afraid of because of all the Chinese nationalists coming across our southern border right now. This is a real problem for those of you out there who aren't plugged in, that are kind of living in oblivion. Kiev, meanwhile, we don't know whether this is propaganda or true. Drones crashed into three residential buildings in Moscow in the early hours of, that would be this week, according to Russian authorities. The attack failed to cause any casualties, although several apartment buildings sustained minor damage. And, of course, they're blaming Kiev, this is the capital of Ukraine, for sending the drones over, which caused the alleged sustained minor damage. Again, tit for tat. The UK Labour Party, meanwhile, is going full tilt commie, planning on forcing landowners. This is what their plans are. They're going to force landowners to sell their land at cut rate prices to force more home building. So all you people out there in America, just imagine that happening over here. See, we have a constitution, life, liberty, and what? Yeah. Property. Yeah, we have property rights under the Fourth Amendment. We have a lot of stuff that applies here because we have a constitution. It's kind of difficult to enforce that. But see, over in the UK, they don't have that. They have the tit-for-tat politicals, just like we do, that now want to force landowners so they can build more homes. Why? Because they have a housing crisis. Why? Because they're accepting in all these immigrants. They're multiculturalized, and that is wrecking the United Kingdom. But the Labour Party itself and all the people within it, since they are like our Martha's Vineyard people, NIMBYs, which is not in my backyard. For those of you who have never heard that term before, that's what NIMBY means. You know, when you send the illegal immigrants like Governor DeSantis did to Martha's Vineyard, all of a sudden it's like, oh, hello there. Welcome. We got to figure out a way to get them out of here. Yes. And boy, I mean, within 24 hours, poof, they're gone. You can keep sending them over. The same thing's going to happen. You know, the first bunch ended up in Massachusetts in some sort of a military compound. Wow. You see, these people that are coming across here all have this preconceived notion that they're going to have it really good. What they don't understand is what our current government system is trying to do in turning this country into the very place they just left. So this is going to be problematic. And see, we have to read between the lines, right? Then there's Tara Reid. Remember her? No, I'm not talking about the blonde actress that was in Van Wilder. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the Tara Reid, whose last name is spelled R-E-A-D-E. This is the former Senate staffer to Joe Biden, who accused him of sexual assault during the 2020 presidential election. She has now defected to Russia with a friend of hers who apparently is connected to Russian parliament. So she basically posted a Twitter account on her Twitter feed that said that if anything happens to me, Joe did it. Wow. Yep, so she gets to join Mr. Ed Snowden and everybody else that's seeking refuge and asylum over there from the United States government for their own protection. Yes, my late father always used to say, if you don't like it here, move to Russia. That's a whole new meaning behind that. And, of course, all these disclosures, it seems like they happen, too, when you have people defecting to Russia. It's kind of funny. Most of them are trying to get here, but you know, we have a lot of Ukrainians here in this country. We have a big Ukrainian community, as a matter of fact, in Northport, Florida, where a KDW Radio, one of our latest sign-ons to the show, is. It is amazing, you know, and see, the thing is everybody gets along. That's the beauty of it. You know, there are certain parts of Florida that we don't have to worry too much about as far as people not getting along. But then again, like every other state, there are certain parts they don't get along, and there's problems. We even had, I was just reading through the news up in Sarasota County, a guest was asked to leave a hotel because they have one of these, you know, when you go stay at a hotel, they have one of these free breakfast bars that you go to in the morning in order to stay there. Of course, they didn't mention the hotel, but a guest was asked to check out at 11 and never come back. When he got into an argument over taking too many paper plates. And of course, the employee that was taking care of the breakfast bar is like, hey, what are you doing? He wasn't taking like a half a dozen paper plates. Maybe he thought that all the grease from the bacon or whatever was going to collapse one plate. And so he decided to, I don't know why he did it. He just did it. And then they called the police on him. Oh, this is the craziness of what's going on in the world today, huh? In U.S. News, that's U.S. News for those of you that don't want to run the words together, a judge declined to sanction Carrie Lake. See, that's some good news, right? Maricopa County officials wanted to seek penalties against Lake and her attorneys after a Maricopa County judge in Arizona, Peter Thompson, rejected her case, challenging signature verification rules that were implemented by the county during last year's midterm elections. And of course, as you know, and we just reported on this, Katie Hobbs, the Arizona governor, has signed another veto bill that would have allowed the state to remove itself from the ERIC voter list, the electronic registration list. A man who avoided jail time thanks to L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon after stabbing a construction worker in 2020 over noise has now been arrested for allegedly murdering his upstairs neighbor. Isn't life wonderful in California? Oh, it gets better. L.A. County's begun distributing crack pipes, methamphetamine, and opioids to the homeless population, hoping to discourage them from overdosing by injecting themselves with fentanyl. Wow. Yep, fentanyl is laced in everything from weed to heroin and meth. It's laced in everything. You got to watch yourself now because you just never know wherever you happen to be. fentanyl was present in more than half of the nearly 1,500 overdose deaths of homeless people in 2020 and 2021. In response, LA County this year increased its harm reduction budget from $5.4 million to $3.15 million. Most of the money covers staffing and programs. Officials said that's only a fraction of the county funds. No state or federal money goes to crack pipes. Oh, my. Yeah, there's another little story that we have in our email blast, if you subscribe to it, talking about Los Angeles County is thinking about charging drivers to drive on their freeways. How fun is that? They're going to set up toll booths. They're going to find a way to get money out of you. They're going to find a way. I mean, this is what they've done in Austin, Texas, too. They've got foreign companies set up the toll roads for the purpose of constructing the toll roads, and people are still being charged a toll electronically for driving on those toll roads. Even though the toll roads supposedly are already paid for, they're still charging. Oh, this is, you know, crazy is. And nobody says anything about it. They just pay. Go along to get along. Yeah, see, this is what happens. What's the old saying my dad used to say when he was alive? Give them an inch and they take a what? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In the Second Amendment, and I'm not going to put my Second Amendment hat on here, John Lott, who we've had on the show before, the founder and CEO of the Crime Prevention Research Center, takes on a fact now being used by gun control groups and all the media members who repeat their facts without challenging them, that 18 to 20-year-olds are particularly dangerous. Yeah, I'm going to have to side with John Lott on this one, having had him on the show. You see, the thing is, you teach a child the way they should go, and when they grow older, they won't turn away from it. That includes parents who are responsible that teach their children at a very young age. I can tell you right now that my own son taught his, now, I believe he's 11, my grandson, how to hunt, how to shoot an AR-15. And how to shoot a 30-30. And my grandson bagged his first deer. No, it wasn't Bambi. Lott also has testified, you know, regarding the Supreme Court and where they stand on our freedom and what might happen. And it's the justices on this court age. That's kind of dangerous because if the court shifts or gets packed, we could be in trouble. A Minnesota measure that will inflict unjust gun control restrictions on the law-abiding citizens of the North Star State was recently signed into law by Governor Tim Walz. That was Senate File 2909, called the Public Safety Omnibus Bill. Infringes on the constitutionally protected rights of gun owners, not just their Second Amendment rights. The bill, which pro-Second Amendment politicians fought hard against in both the Minnesota House and Senate, includes a red flag law and institutes grossly misnamed universal background checks, among other provisions. So just so you know, if you're in Minnesota, this is what you have to look forward to. Of course, lawsuits probably will be filed to stop that. In the economic sector, the nation's biggest tech conglomerates are continuing the hiring of foreign workers through the H-1B visa program, even as they carried out mass layoffs of American employees. According to investigative reporter Lee Fang, since the start of the year, hundreds of thousands of Americans in tech jobs have been laid off. 12,000 cut at Google, 10,000 out at Microsoft, 20,000 laid off at Amazon, 10,000 cut from Meta Platforms, which owns Facebook and Instagram. And now they're hiring H-1B visa workers because they can get them cheaper. Hey, our government caters to this. This is the thing. What the government can't legally do, they get private corporations to do it. This is one example, right? Come on, you got to put on the critical thinking cap here. That's what we're all about. You've got to read between the lines. Tell it like it is. Two former Lululemon employees, could be Lululemon or Lululemon. I like to have fun with that name. The two are in Georgia, say they were fired for allegedly breaking company policy when they called the police to report a robbery at their store earlier this month. Yeah. Jennifer Ferguson And one of her employees, she was the former assistant manager, and one of her employees, Rachel Rogers, told local news outlets they reached out to local authorities after a group of robbers came into the store. They reportedly looted the location multiple times in previous months. And Rogers, who was terminated, recorded it. Mass thieves bursting into the Peachtree Corner stores in Metro Atlanta, grabbing as many items as possible before being confronted by Ferguson, who's saying, no, 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 you can't march. You can march back out. At one point in the video, the thieves seemed to pause and consider the employee's demand before re-entering the store and getting more items. And Ferguson, of course, seriously, get out. You know, see, nobody has a gun. Where's the security? Not there. Of course, the women reported the robbery to the Gwinnett Police Department, who later tracked down the thieves and charged them with felony robbery. But then they get fired because of it. What is with this company? Maybe we shouldn't be shopping there. Get it? Musk has gone to China and is planning a Tesla expansion there and parlays against decoupling. He's willing to invest more in China, even though we, the people, are going, hey, wait a minute. Now that he's got one of these so-called censorship gurus taking over Twitter, we'll see how that works out. He's out there trying to get, play nice in the sandbox with Beijing. Wow, we'll see how that works. Artificial intelligence, we have talked about this. You saw the alleged bomb that AI created outside the Pentagon, which caused a temporary huge spike on the stock market when they saw it. It was all invented by a chat bot and put out there. Global leaders, according to Sam Altman, whose firm OpenAI created the ChatGPT bot, said tackling the risk from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. In other words, what he's trying to say here is ChatGPT AI could actually put out warnings in the computer system that a country is being attacked in a nuclear strike, which would cause retaliation, and you would have what we call mutual assured destruction. I told you yesterday about the ChatGPT AI platform and an attorney in New York who used it to create his legal pleadings. And because of the fact that the bot, the ChatGPT platform he was on, helped write his pleadings, guess what happened? All of the citations were false. And the judge and his law clerks picked up on it. And now this attorney is facing some serious sanctions. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the court didn't recommend that he be disbarred for doing this. But now, LexisNexis and Thomson Reuters, that puts out Westlaw, are talking about using AI to do it. Oh my, we're in trouble now. You thought our justice system was messed up. It's going to get worse. We'll be back with more news and maybe a phone call or two after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, here we are at 32 minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us, and you are dialing us up on WBGS Radio 1610 AM in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now airing the Power Hour live from 8 AM to 10 AM. We are in Central Time, of course, for those of you who need a time check. WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, also carrying our broadcasts. And of course, if you are interested in adding the Power Hour, you can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com if you're a radio station listening in. If you want to hear the Power Hour on your local radio station and you are a listener, you can call the program director, recommend a broadcast to them. And of course, we want to let you know, too, OptiVita products are all 10% off this week at the Power Mall. But in the interim, for a reminder, for those of you, the donations that you give to the Power Hour on the air help to fund our shortwave frequency. If you're in need about more information about who we are, you can visit thepowerhour.com, where we even have a forum where you can share information, where you can also visit us on Substack as well. And because of our generous donors, some of us are listening to the show on one of ricksatelliteusa.com's Galaxy 19 satellite systems. And it's amazing because this is one of these things where you have the satellite, you don't pay any more fees to anybody. It's like free listenership, and as long as you don't plug it into the internet, Uncle Sam doesn't know what you're listening to. It's a wonderful little thing, and we had somebody actually donate one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. And we're going to be giving away that system to a lucky listener, thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. If you write us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know why you deserve one of these, you might be a lucky recipient of one. It's free. We're going to give it to you. You got to love it. It's another way to listen to the Power Hour, and we appreciate you for doing that. So just a little heads up, you can snail mail us to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. If you'd like to send us a snail mail. For those of you calling between 8 and 10 a.m. Central, or rather Eastern time, got to remember that we have a St. Petersburg station with us joining us now. You're listening from 8 to 10. We normally broadcast from 7 to 9 Central, and the phone lines are open during that time at 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on the show, you can, because that's what we're doing this hour. Questions and comments, lines are open. For those of you who want to continue to join us in our next hour, we're looking forward to talking to Dr. Murray Sabrin about de-dollarization being a grave threat to the economy. So moving right along, we were talking about the AI situation. This is pretty scary when artificial intelligence, I mean, you can play around with this stuff and it looks fun. But see, I've always been concerned, and I've been telling our listeners about this for quite some time. By the way, those listeners, you can actually view us streaming live in video if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the live feed. We do actually stream it, and then we rebroadcast it on Brighteon, Rumble, and BitChute. So there's all sorts of different back-channel ways, and you can find those links on thepowerhour.com. We're trying to make it easy to get the information out, right? Some of you have internet, some of you don't. And of course, you know, we have phone numbers that you can listen to the show, but you know, we're trying to expand our radio station base. And of course we welcome our new stations on board, and we hope to expand that out even more as time progresses. I was talking about LexisNexis announcing a new generative artificial intelligence platform. In other words, you go online, you're an attorney, and this software is called Lexis Plus AI, which boasts a simple interface and user experience that mirrors OpenAI's popular platform, ChatGPT. Well, again, some of these law firms, these top 50 law firms, are contributing to how this whole LexisNexis database set up. See, LexisNexis and Thomson Reuters, which has Westlaw Precision, these people are investing some really heavy dollars into this so that this AI format can work with both Word and Microsoft 365 Copilot. And the thing is, and it's a real problematic, is you just don't know if you ask ChatGPT to write your legal pleadings, whether you're going to end up like this attorney in New York did, citing all these false citations. You are trusting a computer. They haven't had enough time to program this thing to think like a lawyer, which means that attorneys who are like solo practitioners and even the major law firms, you got to wonder about what's going to happen to our justice system. Those of you in Florida, where I was when this 2008 disaster happened, and I'm talking about the crash on Wall Street of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and the fire sales that followed. This is why I wrote the book, Clouded Titles. Yep. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You know, Clouded Titles, I have a cloudedtitles.com website if you want more information about that book and why I wrote it. That book has now come into the possession of about 10,000 different readers, many of whom are victims of foreclosure and all the phony documents in the land records. So understand that, you know, as a paralegal doing background work for attorneys, I still do background work for attorneys on their cases to find out exactly what is in the chain of title. And those of you in Florida that are snowbirds, you know that term. That means you live up north part of the time, way up north. Yeah, you live way up north part of the time, and the rest of the time you live down in places like St. Pete and various other places in the state. You go down there because you migrate for the winter. Just follow the geese, you know. And so you're down there, and all of a sudden you go to your house, and you try your key in the door, and it doesn't work. And the next thing you know, some guy's opening the door going, what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to get into my house. What are you doing in my house? It's not your house. I bought it. What do you mean you bought it? You see, that's how it starts. And you're just sitting there in total disbelief that somebody actually stole the title to your property, put your house on the market, and sold it. See, this is what happens when you are a snowbird and you're not checking your title in the land records. And see, here's the beauty about it. In Florida, all 67 counties are accessible online. That's right. This is what Florida has done because it recognized a problem called title fraud. And this is something I've recognized since 2007 when I started doing research for the book Clouded Titles. So that, you know, I'm trying to refresh some of our newer listeners out there as to the basis for why I'm having this argument about AI. Here we have this New York attorney named Schwartz who's about to get really whacked hard by the system. And as I said before the break, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they didn't file a complaint with the bar to investigate this character to find out why he didn't bother to check the citations before he filed his pleadings with the court. Because the court has law clerks that investigate all these things, and the court looks at the stuff and goes, hey, wait a minute, these citations are all phony. What is going on here? And so this is when the judge goes crossways with the attorney and says, hey, we don't allow that kind of behavior in this court. You lied to me, sir. Now you're going to pay. See, I'm afraid that our legal system is going to be corrupted by ChatGPT AI. This is part of the problem we're going to have. So if you're trying to find a lawyer for any reason at all, you better find one that actually does not use this AI platform. And actually, you know, some of these attorneys actually have invested in law libraries. Here's the thing. If you're an attorney out there and you're listening to the show, which a lot of attorneys do, understand that you have student loan debt maybe still to pay. How's that going to happen if you get disbarred for playing in the ChatGPT AI game? Don't think it couldn't happen. Attorneys have been disbarred for less, some more, because they screwed over their clients pretty bad. We even had attorneys disbarred because they actually took their client's property post-foreclosure, continued to fight the foreclosure case in Florida, yeah, and collected rent through a shell company on the houses they were defending in court after the homeowners had vacated, and they turned around and rent them out. What kind of behavior is that? For those of you down there, you're probably in shock listening to this going, oh my, that really happened. Yes, it did. And that attorney was disbarred. We had another attorney that had his own big company, big office building. He had a boat down in South Florida, you know, Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade. He parked his boat out there. Su casa, mi casa. That's the name of the boat. Your house is my house. And see, what he did was he had his secretary and a whole bunch of other employees sitting around manufacturing assignments to put in the land records. Now, just imagine having ChatGPT AI assisting in the creation of these. Oh, they're going to find a way to eliminate all these employees. And because of UEDA, which is the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act, they're going to have electronic signatures on all this stuff, and you won't know whether or not it's a bot that did it or whether it was a human being that did it unless you know how to recognize this stuff, which is why I've been in the business as many years as I have, looking at stuff like this to keep from people from getting ripped off. This is one of the things we do on the show as far as telling the truth as to what's going on here. Under our energy and environment platform, you ever heard of the company Carfax? This is not a plug for Carfax. No, they sent out an alert. This alert shows about 2.5 million vehicles that are now being driven across the United States are subject to urgent recalls that haven't yet been fixed. And we're talking about 10 states, predominantly in California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania leading the way, have more than 70,000 vehicles that need to be turned in for repair. And the owners are ignoring it. Some of these do not park. Yeah, Do not drive. Do not park. They want you to park it way away from the structure. That's your home. Because these cars have a propensity to cause a fire. They don't want you parking it in the garage. They want you to park it out on the curb. Well, if you live in a homeowners association, like many of you do, they're going to go, wait a minute. HOA rules say you can't park your car out on the street. You have to park it in the driveway or in the garage. Well, Carfax says, unless you want your house to burn, don't do that. Better yet, in order to avoid a conflict with the HOA, why don't you just take the car in and get it fixed? Again, we told you about LA County considering charging drivers to use the freeways in a pilot project. Congestion pricing. That's what they're calling it. Drivers could be charged an additional fee to use certain high-frequency routes on freeways in a bid to reduce traffic in the congested city. Like that's going to matter. You know, the go-along-to-get-along crowd is going to get right on that freeway, and they don't care if they have to pay a toll. They'll pay the troll to cross the bridge. California's deserts, meanwhile, are transforming into a sea of solar panels as the state seeks to reach ambitious renewable energy goals. But a growing group of residents and environmentalists now say the move is coming at a significant price to wildlife, nearby residents' health, native lands, and even property values. 776 solar power plants producing 17% of the state's electricity. Huh, that makes sense. The Golden State is awash with bright silver and blue panels dotting hundreds of thousands of acres. Millions of panels have been installed east of L.A. in the Mojave Desert over the last 5 years, changing the look of the landscape in the process, of course. The professor, Dustin Mulvaney, a professor of environmental studies at San Jose State University, said he's concerned about the impact on public land. We're talking about the solar panels, including damage to the ecosystems and soil and high water demand. We're talking about a potential for groundwater depletion, according to what Mulvaney is saying. Now the environmentalists, the tree huggers, are just now starting to realize this. Here's another question I posit to all you listeners. If you want to make a phone call, 844-769-2944, if you're calling between 7 and 9 Central, 8 and 10 Eastern. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, now this was put out in October of last year, but we want to revisit this because of the fact that China and Gates and everybody else is buying up farmland. Now, the USDA comes to you and asks you, the homeowner, to register your vegetable garden for their national database. What would you do if they came to your door and asked you to do that? You got a really nice greenhouse in your yard, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and it's the folks from the USDA. We want you to register your vegetable garden. You have a victory garden growing. Yeah, those of you out there that understand what victory gardens are, I'm trying not to date myself here, but I do my research into history, okay? That was something during World War II to help the war effort, and everyone was encouraged to grow a victory garden, right? We are just getting word now that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is set to announce his candidacy for president next week. That's the plan. We're just getting word of that into our news central here. Every so often we get interrupted by a headline that flashes across the screen I got to make you aware of. But think about that. You've got a vegetable garden. This is how you survive now. If you're a new listener to the show and you're wondering why I'm talking about this, is because all you have to do is go to the grocery store and look at the produce section and see how expensive it is. And you're going, man, I could grow this so much cheaper in my own garden. And if you live in a place that allows you to do that, we even have people living in apartments that have vertical container gardening. I have both in my greenhouse. My greenhouse is busting at the seams. I've had to transplant a bunch of stuff. But I'm growing stuff, and I have my own fertilizer because I've got hens. And that means we have chicken, you know what? And the stuff that chicken manure, the stuff you mix in with straw and you put it in a compost bin and you recycle that with eggshells, coffee grounds, and all the other good stuff that we've talked about on the show before to make your own fertilizer. because we don't want you going out and buying Roundup, because Roundup has glyphosate in it. And glyphosate has been proven by a number of the people we've had on our show, specialists that have talked about it. Health problems. Do you want health problems? I didn't think so. That's why we have alternatives at the Power Mall to help build your health. That's why we do it. ThePowerMall.com. You can get lots of news and information there about health ideas that we talk about on that show, on that particular platform, right? Now, did you know if somebody all of a sudden drops, you're in a restaurant, say, and the table that you're at next to you, all of a sudden somebody's clutching their chest and drops to the ground, falls out of their chair, and you've determined that they're not choking, because, see, that's where the Heimlich maneuver comes in. But if you are not aware about what happens when somebody is not chewing or not eating and hasn't swallowed anything, people understand what CPR is, right? Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Show of hands, how many people out there, nah, it's a sight gag, I get it. How many people out there took CPR? How many out there understand that mouth-to-mouth resuscitation could paradoxically cause more harm than good, which is one of the reasons why the Red Cross and other agencies have said they don't want you doing mouth-to-mouth? They're saying that actually the proper administration of chest compressions is much better. However, people who are not informed could create a host of complications in those suffering that have become unresponsive, with fractured or cracked ribs, pulmonary hemorrhage, liver lacerations, and broken sternums. Most frighteningly, brain damage, per a 1961 John Hopkins study. Now, yeah, we're talking about people who don't know what the xiphoid process is. Yes, I studied anatomy in my little time in med school. Here's the thing. The xiphoid process, if you're looking at my chest right now, if you're watching me visually, if you're not, you have to go down to the little bony point on your chest there at the tip of where the two parts of your rib cage meet. You have to go basically three fingers above that to do the chest compressions, okay? And when you do the chest compressions, you know, if you're watching, you have to basically, you know, put your hand with the palm of your hand here, as I'm showing you, over the top of that area, and, you know, be very gentle enough as to not crack ribs. People sometimes have gone overboard because they watch too much TV and think, oh, this is how you do it. Yeah. Maybe a good idea to check into a CPR class, right? Disinfectant wipes. Show of hands, how many bought them during the COVID lockdown? How many of you know that there are quaternary ammonium compounds, referred to as QACs or QUATs, inside these disinfectant wipes, which Clorox increased to production to 1.5 million packs per day during the pandemic? One survey suggests 83% of households that were asked use disinfectant wipes at least one time in the previous week. 29% claim they use them every day. Researchers found the chemicals in these wipes contribute to antimicrobial resistance. That means they wipe out all the microbes that are beneficial to you. They pollute the environment, and they're linked to several health issues. Reproductive dysfunction. Kids being exposed to toxins. You know why? Because they're using all the wipes to clean student desks. This is bad. There are warnings out from the National Pesticide Information Center, but oh no, we have to keep doing this. For all you listeners out there that are understanding what I'm talking about, we've done extensive study for the last 2 years, I have in particular, on this COVID-19 and all the garbage that's going on right now. I had my first reawakening in Port Charlotte, Florida, when I drove past a golf club down there, and I saw car after car after car, five rows deep and five rows wide, lined up as people were driving under tents. And I deduced immediately what they were there for. They were taking the COVID jab. Friends of mine in Florida, after getting their second jab, dropped dead of a heart attack. And, of course, everybody went, oh, no, we're in complete denial. There's nothing wrong. It wasn't the jab. Oh, you didn't get the jab? You can't come over to Grandma's house. You'll kill Grandma if you don't get the jab. Oh, now we have the pandemic of the unvaccinated. And now we're finding out we've been lied to. Those of you who do not put God first in your life and trust the government instead could find yourself on, what is that term? The short end of the stick. Yeah. In a bad way. Now they're saying the green monkey DNA has been found in COVID-19 shots. How does that grab you? Wow. This is crazy, isn't it? We will be back, hopefully, with Dr. Murray Sabrin here after the break on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy life? Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.